Okay. Should we look at the first question?
Yeah. I got you. Where does Better You Than Me come from? It comes from the band The Disappointments.
From Muskegon, Michigan.
From Muskegon, Michigan.
The only band I listen to nowadays. Because.
Yes. Are you serious?
Dude, it's so bad. I only listen to Tyrant or, like, Born Without a Face.
To who?
Tyrant.
Oh, Born Without a Face is sick.
Born Without a Face or The Disappointments. That's it.
That's sick. The Disappointments are dope.
Why are you talking like
Don't
that?
Call sure. Because I'm awkward. I'm awkward. I don't know how to talk. I'm also a little tired. Good. Don't call Sheree a slut. I like that part. But yeah.
It's like all clips from like stop motion movies.
Is that really what it's from?
Is it? I don't know.
Happy Days.
Oh, you're right. Yeah, it's Happy Days. Well, all the other stuff, so. They talk about like,
I don't know. That's what
stuff.
I guessed. That's dope.
Yeah.
That's super dope. Bro, wow, this is awesome. You're such a I don't know. This is hard.
Why? It's crazy that you can be on stage and then sound like such a shithead when you like are interviewed.
I know.
You're so unnatural.
I'm really awkward.
I can't do anything to help you either. That's the hard part.
Well, and like usually when I've done podcasts before, I don't have my phone on me, but you're my brother. I'm treating this like a FaceTime call, so I'm just going through Instagram reels.
Put it down. Or watch.
But that reels is like, that's like really me. This is pissing Bill off, I know, if he's listening. Because I don't ever stop with reels.
Yeah.
I'm itching my face. I wonder if the mic will pick up on that.
You're a screenager. I'm really curious how this, my side's going to come out, because I literally have a balaclava covering it
as the
pop filter.
Yeah, that was sick, though. It'll be fine.
It looks like the Halloween things where it's like a sucker and like a piece of tissue paper.
Mm-hmm.
It's kind of intimidating. That's sick, though. What's the ethos of the festival?
Jinx.
Jinx.
That was sick.
I mean, beer. Oh, wait, you can't because you're scared of what would happen to you. What's the ethos of the festival?
Yeah, that was good. That was real funny, dude. Just kidding. I don't know. Fun vibes only. God, I'm so bad at this. Fun vibes only.
Okay.
It's just going to be cool. Young people, hopefully. You know, hip.
Okay, if you're from Detroit, where should you eat when you're in Grand Rapids? Two Beards? That's a classic.
Two Beards, yeah.
It's crazy
if you're
how
vegan,
that
they have vegan
long.
Options okay. there.
Oh, bet. Mm. Okay, vegans.
Stella's. Stella's is good. Well, Two Beards is good for vegans. They have a lot of vegan shit.
Yeah.
I get a vegan sandwich there.
Stella's good for vegans. Where are all the vegan restaurants in Grand Rapids? Let me think. I'm going to look that up so that the vegans.
Oh, yeah, I'm Googling that. Vegan restaurant. I don't know how to spell restaurants. Grand Rapids.
Is there a pescatarian? I'm going to look for pescatarian places too.
Little Bird? Little Bird? Thank
oh,
you.
Oh, I love Lounge. Little Bird.
Have you had Little Bird?
I've never been to Little Bird.
The Old Goat? Electric Cheetah?
Beer Says Bread Company?
The Grove? What's your favorite food, Aiden? I've actually never asked you that.
I like tapas from Sanchez. It'll cost you $300.
Pop? Did you say pop?
Tapas. TAPAS.
That's
like
your favorite food?
It's just a bunch of small meals. No, it's not my favorite meal. I just like burgers. That's the only thing. I could eat a burger every day.
That's dope.
I like wings and burgers.
That's kind of sweet. You like steaks?
Steaks are mid.
Let me go grab a drink. I'll be right back. I went to the outside fridge, got a drink.
You went to the outside fridge, got a drink.
So the ethos, yeah. I mean, no, I'm on the mic now. The ethos, fun, entertaining, people going crazy. Hopefully people jumping. Hopefully
so
no fights.
I saw the original D-Block video, and there's a bunch of people hanging out behind D-Block. Is that going to be open?
Like, what do you mean?
Like, behind where the band was playing.
To like, stand back there?
Yeah, there people were like standing on like the proper stage and like watching.
Oh. Yeah.
Bro, why are you talking
about this? I think that'll be open. I don't know, because I don't know how to fucking do this.
Take a deep breath. You'll be fine.
I didn't know that. I wasn't at the original D-Block show.
Was that while you were in Montana?
Yeah. Okay. No. No, I just didn't make it. Well, I'm not sure. Yeah, it was. Because Bill got a concussion there.
He's such a dumbass.
I think. I'm not really sure. Am I talking weird?
Yes. It's like when you think about walking and you have to like...
Yeah, now I can't. Now I can't
like,
think.
You're like... Does my heel touch the ground first, or does the ball of my foot touch the ground first?
Yeah, damn, now you got me thinking, bro.
All right. What's your favorite beer of Grand Rapids?
Beer?
Yeah. If you had to recommend a beer to like Richie or something, because I think that guy drinks.
I don't know. Who's from what? Bell's is Grand Rapids, right?
Bells? Yeah, Bell's is Grand Rapids.
I guess I'd recommend Bell's.
What would you get from Bell's from Grand Rapids? Top Hat? You get Top Hat beer?
No, Hobcat. Is a Top Hat from Bell's? Yeah, it is.
Okay. Recommendation for beer is Hop. What is
Top Bell's? Cat? Top Hat from Bell's.
Okay.
I don't know if that's a drink. That I looked it up. It's not a drink. Bell's. I love having my computer next to me. This is sick.
Yeah, it's better than other podcasts where you sound insane.
Well, I'm an insane person, Aiden.
I like Detroit Head Check where you said you're going to let 75 people in to better you than me.
Yeah.
You're talking fucked. About bands, though. You're not talking about people.
Yeah, there's like 75 people getting in for free.
But they're luckily, not getting in for free. Change. They're playing the show.
That's true.
When you say it like that, it sounds like you're just laying in 75 young men and women in the show for like no cost.
Why are you tantalizing me right now,
bro? I'm trying to help you out because you like I'm trying to get these thoughts. I'm right. For your thoughts right now, bro.
On God, you're right. Now I feel like a dick. I'm sorry.
Okay, where
next question?
Where better you than me originate from? What motivated you? No, just the whole the festival as a festival.
I was confused because you have for the questions you did. Where did better you than me come from? But you have where did the idea for better you than me originate?
Yeah.
So I was really confused. Where did the idea
come? What?
I was confused. Sorry. No. Fuck. Just getting young people involved. You know.
Yeah. I feel like there's just so many people where it's like they're on the edge of it. You know.
Yeah.
And if like there's it's intimidating and it's like just show up, like stand in the back. It doesn't hurt. Like.
Yeah. You'll I tried to get young people. Young bands, so like to show young people like, hey, there's people your age doing it, because for years we were like seen as the young band, and like it's just hopefully there's something new or someone else to just like take, you know, be that and get that shit going, and having young people and getting your friends to come to shows and stuff. And a lot of your friends probably won't keep coming to shows, but
it doesn't matter, because it's not like it's so weird that people feel like this isn't for them or something. Cause it is like, it's not like,
it's just fun vibes.
I'm trying to think really who's like a type of person that you can't, who shouldn't go to the show. I can't think of anybody. Like a football player.
No,
it's like, no, you can go see D-Block. Like,
yeah.
Like
fight, you know,
you're a little weird.
You can see the fucking Sissy Boys.
Yeah.
The hardest fucking band around.
You're a little weird. You smell a little weird. Go see the Sissy Boys. Like, they're for you.
Yep, that. It's okay.
It's a smelly people. It's for smelly people.
It's a band for smelly guys. If you're a smelly guy, then come on, see the Sissy Boys.
On God.
Our guitar player stinks. Just kidding. I'm just joking. I love and Jake.
I don't think Bill can make anything from his body.
No.
He's just like a blank piece of paper.
Yeah, he doesn't, his pores are gone. Totally smooth.
It's like in Doctor Who, he's like the stretched out woman.
Yeah. It's kind of dope though.
Okay. I'm back on the headset. Sick.
Is Alberta Canada? Wait, what the fuck?
What?
Is Alberta in Canada?
Yes.
Damn.
I think she's in Canada right now. I'm not sure.
Who?
Alberta.
Bro, come on.
The woman?
No. What? The place? Hello?
That's where...
Cut that out.
Y'all cut that out. That's where that Calgary, Banff, and Edmonton are.
That's actually dope.
Did you know Canada has a smaller population than Michigan and Wisconsin combined?
Really?
Yeah, kind of interesting.
They should pick a like a statistic to do that to keep it in one state. Oh, whoa! I turned you down. You know,
because I like, think
sounds
yeah.
Like,
well,
sounds
I think
less impressive.
Bro, shut up! Why are you talking like that? I think California. Well, I think California has way like the oh, yeah. The governor of California has more power than like. Justin Trudeau. All like I saw Justin Trudeau when he was in Big Sky.
That's sick.
Okay, what's the core mission behind Better You Than Me Festival? I think you kind of talked about that. Just getting young people.
Yep, getting
people
young
who,
people involved.
I feel like
people involved to have
fun. I feel like this is a good time if you feel like you don't have friends or you're trying to start a band and your friends are like not into the same music as you. Or you're just like...
Even if you just want to start a band of any kind, people who come to shows love music, you know, and it's like, it's
if you're like, if you're into like Black Flag and you're like, okay, D Block is like way heavier than Black Flag or like Minor Threat or something. It's like, you're still like the amount of excitement you're going to get from this show will be the same level as like a Misfits show in the '80s or like. Ramones or Dead Boys show in the '70s, like, or a Iggy Pop show in the '60s. Like, it's really like, it should be for anybody who has those kinds of interests, you know?
Yeah. I think that's awesome. I think that's an awesome way to put it.
Is that okay? I just wanted to make sure.
All right.
How would you describe the vibe and atmosphere?
Validate you. Did I validate you? Did you make sure?
What? I feel validated. I feel validated. Thank you.
Okay.
Thank you for checking in.
You're welcome.
Yo, we gotta do valid checks every now and then.
Valid checks, I fuck with that.
Yo, this
once
is
we get once we get this going off the ground, once we get it going off the ground, we'll have like a soundboard.
We're like, once we move to Benton Harbor together, that's gonna be sick.
That would be sick.
And we'll have a soundboard, and then we'll be on the radio. How would you describe the atmosphere? Oh wait. How would you?
We have a, who lot, are the organizers? Have a lot of similar questions.
Bro, ChatGPT.
I mean, really? Is this what you did it?
No.
Is this where you got these questions?
If you can, you'll see the ChatGPT questions. Okay, who are the organizers? I saw the picture on when you guys were shamelessly plugging your own thing. The other day and saying, oh my God, we're all at Aldea and we're just having fun. Just the boys.
Jake.
Who are those guys?
Jake has been a big part.
Klemp.
Luke Dean's been a big part. Jake Klemp's the Seat Boys guitar player. Luke Dean with Free Space Booking has been a big part.
Jake Klemp also played in the Menthols, right?
Yes.
Okay,
yep,
cool.
In the Menthols.
Yeah, I just wanted to make sure. Hold on.
Yes, Luke Dean from Free Space Booking.
And other bands. Who else? The Vagabonds, Field Note, anything before that, before we were alive.
Yeah. Before we were alive. Vagabonds is sick.
No, who else? I'm asking you, what other bands has he played in?
What? Oh, fuck. I don't know.
Just look okay, at him those are there. The two off the top.
Yes.
Okay, who else? Who else are the organizers?
Just really us three.
Okay, cool.
What
was Jake's... What, how did... Like, okay, what... You helped get some of the bands.
What's up?
You helped get some of the bands, right?
Yes.
Jake got some of the others. Bro, stop laughing like that. I hate when you laugh like that.
I know.
I'm bro, sorry. Stop. Bro, stop.
Holy shit. I don't know. I don't know what to do. I'm freaking out right now.
Why? This is why you should be... Never mind. Cut this out. Can we cut this out?
Okay.
So Jake got some of the bands. What was his role?
Yeah, he got the out of
state. Bro, don't talk like that. Why do you talk like that?
Hold on.
Take a deep breath.
There's like a little drop of blood.
You're bleeding. You're so nervous. You're bleeding.
Yeah.
Oh my god.
I don't know.
Okay.
I'm freaking out. Okay.
Jake got some bands on this.
Yes.
The out of state.
He got
bands.
The out of state bands.
Okay, and then you got the more in state.
I got most.
Boys.
Yep, more of the in state bands. Luke Dean got. Like, the venue. He really did the hard work. Yeah, he got the venue. He got a couple of the bands on there, but he did pretty much all the hard work.
I feel
shout
like
shout out to Luke Dean for that.
I feel
he
like
helped me out. I don't know if this
yo
would have
yo shout out Luke Dean. Hey yo Luke.
Shout
Dean.
Out Luke Dean. Vagabonds. You know that's right.
Yeah. Oh my god. I feel like in the future it'd be cool if this festival, like this. I don't know. Whatever. We'll just leave that there. How are you promoting the sense of community among the attendees?
I just feel trying like trying to get people involved. Start a new community. Start the next community. You know, of young people.
On God.
On God.
Okay, I think it'd be sick if you put me in the right channel and you in the left channel, and then it would just
yeah,
make
shit.
This unlistenable.
You have to wear both earbuds.
Well, I think it would be more listenable if you listen to if you put your iPhone mono and put I feel like this would be a good one for people who want to start a band, you know, want to get in the scene.
Yes,
or like
yep.
or like someone who's like I can do a logo, I can do any of this stuff in a day or two.
Yep.
But I don't know where to start. I don't have connections. Like making those connections, getting there, like you know, like moshing to the same bands, looking around, who's into this with me, like that's the guy I got connected
with. What's that called? Like businesses do them, and it's like a bunch
like
of businesses come.
It's like a conference.
Yes, like a conference. Why did I talk like that, dude?
You're like Alex.
What is wrong with
talking me? Like Alex normally talks.
I'm an insane person, bro.
Yeah, dude, you're losing it. No, I think this is a perfect spot where if you're like obviously West Michigan has always been the weird part of Michigan or whatever, like the more Midwestern part versus like the East Coast part of Michigan. But I think this is a good spot where if you're like, hey, like you're in the front, like for D Block or like a Sky So Black or something, like that's my guy. You know, I imagine
I want to bring up the poster. Let me see. I'll bring it up on my phone. I imagine someone like, it's like he's going to be there for Tried. He's going to be there for A Sky So Black. Like this is a friend of ours who's like more into like emo music and shoegaze and that kind of stuff. So it's like those bands are going to, you know, he'll be able to look around and be like, okay, this guy looks like me. You know, this guy's into the same music. This is where, you know, like I'm going to talk to him outside and like get his digits and we're, you know, he'll draw them all, play guitar or whatever. Like, yeah, who else?
Yeah.
No Guard, you know, like the Oi stuff. If you're into like the more punk stuff, like with No Rails, who else is punk on this? The more metalcore stuff, Nothing to Bleed. Who else? Bitter Truth, fucking classic. Dog's Teeth, sick as fuck.
Mm-hmm.
Should we go through this? D-Block. Say something about D-Block, Dom.
Coolest guys ever. Super nice. Always have helped us out. Shouted us out from the beginning. Even when we were like a shitty punk band, they were shouting us out. We played with them at... First time I saw them... Sorry, I just locked in. First time I saw them was at Sweatfest. Two or three years ago.
Yeah.
Shout out Brett. And... We like knocked over the PA and like Lyric was like so cool to us about it. You know, Rich is awesome.
It seems like
Cam
it seems like
awesome.
They're guys who
Austin's sick.
like, they're not, they're heavy, but they're not ignorant, you know? Like,
yeah.
And I hate to say that because I'm being ignorant right now. But on God, like, it seems like they're guys, like, from listening to their podcasts, like, listening to interviews, it seems like they're guys who appreciate what everybody is doing. They're not saying, hey, like, fuck, like, this band's sick. You know, they're not doing that. They're not drawing lines. They're just, like, there for the scene. This guy's so black, sick, emo, cool.
Super cool.
Like, yep. No Leash. You have anything to say about super No Leash? Dope.
Yeah, just super cool. I think they're pretty new. I've listened to that. They just dropped something. It was super sick. All their old stuff is cool. Gives me major, like, 2010s vibes. Super, like, kind of my shit. Really like those guys. They actually were late added because I think they're doing a run with D-Block that weekend. Sick. So they got added right at the end. And Cam was just like, just let me know what was going on. And we added No Leash. Yeah. So super stoked to have them.
Camden
What's
good.
Next? Bitter
Camden
Truth.
Good.
Hello? Hold up.
Dom's phone died. Most definitely. Did you?
Hello?
What happened? What happened?
We hung up on each other.
Crazy. Okay.
Yeah, so.
No Leash, Camden Good.
Super good.
Again,
guys.
Yeah, like, well, that's just like. It seems. I don't know these guys, but it seems like that's who they are. Bringing in young guys, cool guys into the fold. Bitter Truth. This is okay. Bitter Truth to me is really tough because it's like I could have seen that band while I was living in Michigan. Never got to.
Uh huh.
Freedom, Detain. Who else? NEG. When did they start? 2019 or something.
Super sick bands.
Like it's like all these like really cool bands that I never got to see.
Bitter Truth is just the ignorant. Old heads from the West. They are old as shit.
No, that's like when I hear their stuff, it's I'm just like, damn, like these guys are really old. Like it's just like crazy, like how old they are. I'm kidding. I don't know. I'm being a dick. 2018, Never Ending Game.
Cut that out.
Yeah.
Cut that out.
Okay. Field note.
Shout out Manasseh. Shout out Manasseh. Shout out Cody.
Yeah, shout out Cody. My best friend Cody. Field note. You toured with them.
Field note.
Luke Dean.
Yep, cool
booked
guys.
The show.
Luke Dean.
What's
next?
No Guard.
Super dope.
Fucking love No Guard.
And super good.
Like, chill out.
Me?
I put together a playlist for all this stuff to study up, and I tend to just skip to No Guard songs. In all honesty, Worldview. You listen to Worldview too much?
Yeah, Worldview. They ride with No Guard.
Okay.
Same scene. Yeah.
I was liking
really
their
cool
stuff.
People.
I was liking pretty old
when we were
raw,
when
I guess,
we were putting
I
out
know.
The flyer. When we were putting out the flyer, I was trying to see what account to this is a funny story. I was trying to see what account to at.
Wait, this is a funny story? Okay.
Worldview.
Let me get ready.
And I like sent them an invitation, but I was in class and I sent like the most like crazy person text ever. That like sounded so mean. I guess it's not really that funny. Next question.
The Sissy
Next
Boys.
Next person.
The Sissy Boys Fuck. Will probably cool. be the only band I'll stand outside for. Just to cool off. Like they're pretty good, but I call them like mildcore.
Yeah.
You know, like horny. It's like not fast, but not hard. Like it's just nothing.
Yeah.
Like it's just kind of like.
Pay like, disrespects is stupid.
Yeah. Fate's Hand.
The Fate's Hand's really cool guys out of Chicago. We haven't played with them yet, but we were supposed to play with them. But we met
Where
them
were
at
you
a
supposed
show.
To play
they came
with
to
them?
One of our in Lansing, I think.
Oh yeah. Sorry.
I think they had to cancel. But that's
Fate's Hand is
super
sick.
Cool guys.
I like their J card.
Mm-hmm.
On my playlist.
I don't. I'm not a J card guy.
I like how you draw lines right now. You're like, this is the moment.
Well,
I
don't like J cards.
I call it the J card.
And we
okay,
J cards.
Let's hear it. What's up with J cards?
they're stupid. They look dumb.
Okay.
They're not cool.
Yeah.
I don't know. And so many people do them. Everyone did them. They're, it's like the whole, like, that's the 2024 thing is J cards, you know. The art is great. People do really good art. Don't get me wrong. But I just don't love the J card format for something. And especially if it's not a demo. Jake brought that up to me today. He said, it's cool if it's a demo, and I agree. But if it's not a demo, it's like, come on, really?
Okay. Okay. Now that Dom's done running his mouth, tough as fuck, sick, hard count.
Super cool guys. Love those guys. Best dudes we met in the scene so far.
I love their two songs. I'm stoked to see their two songs. I don't know what else they're going to do after that. I guess just feedback or something, but
I saw their back, like their backdrop, and it's super funny.
Sick. Are they just going to do covers, cuz I only have heard two songs ever?
No, they have a bunch of originals.
Okay.
Yep.
Nothing to Bleed.
I don't think they have them. Ricardo, what the fuck? Nothing to Bleed. Super cool dudes. Love those guys. They've been supporting us for a really long time.
Who? Better You Than Me? The festival that started 2 weeks ago?
No, Sissy Boys.
Oh, okay. No, I actually, this album is fucking killer. It sounds so good. Sick. Power Trip? Dude, toughest song. They're from West Michigan, right?
Yeah. I think
Kalamazoo. Tough ass West Michigan song.
Or Battle Creek. I always see them at Kalamazoo shows, so I get confused.
I feel like Battle Creek is West Michigan. Concuss, yeah. Fine.
Mid. Super. Shut up. Best band from Michigan.
Okay, now the best band from Michigan, Liuda. Just kidding.
But Concuss. Fuck. Talk but on. Fuck. Fuck. Fuck Grand Haven in Concuss's half Grand Haven. Fuck Grand Haven. I'll say it one more time.
Who's from Grand Haven?
Fuck Grand Haven.
Dude, just because they hang out at the skate park.
I love them. I love those guys, but I fucking hate Grand Haven.
Grand Haven probably has the most views on YouTube because of a skate park video that has a million views where a girl pants it, like, moons herself to the skate park and. Whoever made that video just, clickbaited it years and years ago. If you look up Grand Haven Skate Park, which is like a really nice skate park, really cool, Mulligan's Hollow, where I learned how to ski. If you look up Grand Haven Skate Park.
Yeah, not finding it on Instagram.
Okay, not on Instagram.
Wait, did you say YouTube?
Yeah, YouTube. You're fine. Well, Liuda. Dude. Another...
Super nice guys.
For me, what's... Nothing to Bleed, Liuda. I feel like those... Their recordings are top tier in Michigan. Like,
yeah.
It's crazy. I don't know who... Do you know who recorded
Nate
those?
Nate did.
Liuda?
Liuda.
Okay.
Yeah, he's super good. Super nice dude, too. He's from Ohio.
It comes on my, like, liked music sometimes, and I'm like, holy shit, this shit's tough, and then I'm like, it's Liuda. They need more, like love around the country, I feel like.
They're playing Tied Down, so that's
awesome. That'll be sick.
Super
They'll
sick.
Pop. Tried. Your boys.
Super nice guys. Love Tried. Love them. Want to tour with them eventually.
Yeah.
Like, are never they, meshed with the band.
Your guys'
so
age
hard.
Or a little bit older or what?
They're a little bit they're a little bit older, but like not far off. Like maybe 1 or 2 years older.
Okay.
But like literally like cool emo, awesome, emo hardcore, really nice guys, like have stees. Yeah.
In the best way.
They're sick.
All my favorite like that style. Shoegazy, whatever you'd call it, you know. Dog's Teeth, sick as fuck.
Super cool guys. Love Evan. Evan, Whip, all those guys.
Evan, the first Sissy Boys show I saw outside of her basement, Evan was there. He was one of the five people who came up to me and was like, have you ever seen the Sissy Boys before? I was like, no, never got to see him. Before, you know, like, I saw you guys in the basement, but never got to see you, like, at Skeletones or, like, you know, obviously never in Detroit or whatever until recently. They're like, this band is the shit. Like it's punk as fuck. We're gonna, like, it's gonna be crazy. Watch out. And it was like, it, those guys went off, and it's so cool to see like them doing their shit. Fucking, yeah, their music's now. Good.
People go off for them. Super nice guys. Evan's the best.
And they're all Grand Rapids boys.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Oh, no, Whip is Muskegon.
Who?
Or, like, Whip, the singer. Sorry, we're like, he's from Muskegon.
That's sick.
Mm-hmm. Thank God some of us real West Siders are in Dog's Teeth. Beach. No Rails, punk as fuck. This to me, super like, cool. This is one of those bands where if you're on the edge, if you're a Grand Rapids person, you're wearing your black Levi's vest and, you know, with sewn-on patches and stuff from Vertigo Records, this is your band to unlock this whole world of, like, other cool bands. Obviously, like, the Sissy Boys are in there, Worldwide's in there. But, fuck, No Rails, sick as fuck. Stroke of Death.
I still haven't seen them.
Okay.
I'm really upset I haven't seen them because they've been around for a little while.
From my understanding, it's like trained.
They're probably the youngest band. They're probably the youngest band on the, God, dude, they're probably the youngest band on the bill.
Okay, sick. You guys were there at one point. Yeah.
Stroke of Death. Last band. No recorded music.
Sick.
Sorry, I'm gonna make a cut there. So.
Okay. That's like. How are we? That's like where you guys were at when you started.
Yep.
Like I really think that more bands need to do this where they just focus on playing music live instead of trying to make recorded shit.
Yeah.
And that exactly. You know, like, you don't need a demo. You don't need to put that stuff out before you
take
play
time with it. Have fun, you know?
Yeah.
It's super sick. Well, right. That was all the bands. We will be back with the next section of this in a bit.